Welcome to the AI Business Podcast, where we feature conversations with interesting guests at the intersection of artificial intelligence and business.
Hi, this is Deborah Yao. I'm the editor of AI Business, and I'm very pleased to welcome Laura Plunkett and Luke Butler, executive directors of startup engagement at Comcast NBC Universal. Welcome, both of you.
Hi, Deborah.
Thank you, Deborah. It's a real honor to be on.
Thanks for having us.
So you guys just wrapped up this year's cohort of 8 startups at your accelerator. Can you tell us more about Lyft Labs, how it came about, and what is its purpose?
Sure. So Lyft Labs is really Comcast NBC Universal's vehicle for exploring new offerings, technologies, and services with the startup ecosystem. So we've been around for a number of years. We've had some amazing programs. You know, one of the most successful is our accelerator program. But we have a great track record of working with founders at the earliest stage from all backgrounds, working on products that will really serve our customers, communities, and colleagues.
Comcast is at its heart is an incredibly entrepreneurial company. You know, our CEO is the son of the original founder. So it's this innovative spirit, this wanting to try new things and to work with founders that are doing just that is really baked into the DNA of the business. And so we started as a way to help early stage startups navigate this vast corporation. That's a difficult thing to do if you're a small company. I think what's evolved, and Laura touched on this over time, is moving into a more proactive role in terms of defining themes for the company that we should be looking at and going and directly recruiting the companies that we think are most interesting and impactful. So I think we have one of the best jobs in the company. We get to work across the entire business and we get to work and support some incredible founders.
Before we get a dive into your 8 startup cohort, can you tell me more a little bit about the business model of Lyft Labs and how it's different from the traditional VC model?
Yeah, I can start with that one. So Lyft Labs is part of a broader startup engagement portfolio that we have at Comcast. And so we're different from a VC fund in that we're not a VC fund. We don't make investments as a prerequisite of any of our programs. Our goal, as Laura mentioned, is to identify the most high potential companies that we think can impact our business, to support them in any way that we can, and to look to develop partnerships with them. We do make investments on a one-off basis as we get to take a deeper look at some of these companies, but we have a venture arm, Comcast Ventures. We have teams that look at major mergers and acquisitions and large strategic investments. Our role in this ecosystem is really on the earliest stage companies and developing those partnerships.
And so you actually try to incorporate some of these technologies into the business itself, correct?
Yeah, that's the goal.
So for the 2023 cohort that just graduated, how did you pick these particular ones from the many that have applied?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, first of all, the accelerator format evolved this year. So before we were broadly thinking about media, connectivity, and entertainment. And our new approach is really focusing on those strategic themes that Luke mentioned. And so if you remember what was going on in the tech ecosystem at the beginning of the year and at the end of last year, all anyone really could talk about was generative AI. And so this was the inaugural generative AI accelerator cohort. So loads of activity in the ecosystem. We got hundreds of applications. And we have a pretty rigorous rubric when we consider some of these startups. Always we're thinking about the strategic relevance to Comcast. We're thinking about their demonstrated traction with other enterprise customers. We're thinking about the scalability of their solutions. And we do have a pretty big focus on founder fit because we're not just investing in these companies. We're working alongside them. We're going to introduce our colleagues to them. These have to be really dynamic and thoughtful, flexible, people that we're going to work with, you know, for at least a few months, but hopefully for years to come.
One thing I would add, Deborah, one of the great things about this program and the interest in these particular sectors and technologies is we go out and we talk to our venture fund partners and other ecosystem partners to see who might be in their portfolio or network. But we get so many referrals from employees at Comcast who are just actively looking at the space or might have started talking to a company and say, hey, we've started talking to them. There might be something there. If we bring them into the accelerator, that may provide a vehicle to help us dig a bit deeper, develop a partnership. And so it's been really exciting to see, you know, referrals come in from companies around the world that we own and partner with, as well as us going out and actively recruiting startups too.
Can you describe the cohort maybe in general terms and maybe pick out one or two that you're particularly excited about?
That feels like a dangerous path. That's like picking your favorite child. In general terms, for the cohort that we had come through earlier this year, there are a few different sorts of use cases that we're looking at within generative AI. A big one was customer experience. How do we add to and enhance the tools that we already have to personalize, to make more efficient and quick the interactions that customers have with our business? There's a whole suite of companies that are generating content in different ways or putting tools in the hands of creatives to help build new experiences and interactions with our content. And then there were other categories like cybersecurity or video analytics. I won't maybe to touch on maybe just one that that I think is particularly interesting. Laura may have a different favorite, but for me, we had a company in our first cohort called Reality Defender, and they've developed an incredibly accurate and scalable way to detect deep fake or synthetic content. So there's obviously, you know, as a corporation that includes news organizations, that's an incredibly important thing for us to be looking at closely and to get right, particularly as we go into, you know, election cycles and that kind of thing. But the applications of it for corporations across the board, as you think about fraud and consumer protection and privacy are just huge. And it's a relatively, whereas generative AI, there's a lot of activity in by companies that are creating content. Those that are actually looking at potentially some of the negative implications, it feels like an earlier market there. So that for me is one that is just so important and really interesting. And as I say, one that we've all got to get right.
I agree with Luke that this is very hard to do because we really do love them all. But I'm going to probably highlight Monterey AI. So amazing female founder coming out of California. And, you know, Comcast is always looking to level up our customer experiences and customer service, really. So what I love about that company is it makes it easier for Comcast to be responsive to our customers' needs. So it's able to pull together, you know, some social listening. So what are people saying about us on Twitter, on Reddit? It's marrying that up with some of our internal processes, and it's helping us, you know, reevaluate or reposition some of our products and services in a way that our customers are looking for. So it helps us listen to our customers better and then deliver customer experiences and customer products that they're looking for.
So what do these startups get as part of being your cohort?
So as part of participating in the program, the first thing they get is incredible access to people in our business and in our network of other corporations that we work with that are actively looking for solutions, the sorts of which these startups are building. And so as part of the selection process, we bring in executives from across the corporation to meet with the companies, to think about how these companies are addressing challenges they have and how we might be able to be uniquely helpful to them. So for example, as a company that has tens of millions of customers and just vast amounts of interactions with those customers, you can see how, you know, any improvements that we can make to that can really pay off in terms of customer satisfaction. So we match them with the right teams, and then our team supports them as they build out proofs of concept and pilots to demonstrate what they can do. We work with the business unit to scope out what would a longer term engagement look like, and look to turn those initial pilots into those longer term commercial deals. And then there's all sorts of other things that we do with them around preparing them to talk to the media. As a media company, we obviously have a lot of people that are have a deep expertise in that area, and we connect them to other corporations. I'd say what's different, Laura touched on earlier, the how this program has evolved. There are lots of accelerators out there that tell founders how to build a business, how to go and raise money. This is not that. This is a program that is specifically focused on how do you build partnerships with enterprises? How do you understand what companies like Comcast are looking for? And how do you take those early pilots and build them into something more? And I think what we heard from the founders that participated in the first program this year is it was an incredibly efficient and targeted use of time. We're conscious that time is a founder's most precious resource, and particularly at the moment in a difficult economic environment, the worst thing that we can do is take them away from accelerating their business on their own. And so we tried to be very targeted and focused in what we do with this program and not waste their time with things that aren't really critical to their success.
So can you give me a sense of either Luke or Laura of maybe what are some of the modules, what are some of the programs they go through as part of this accelerator program? Do they take courses? Do they have meetings? All of the above?
Sure. It really isn't like courses or programming the way you just mentioned, Deborah. It's more like we're getting them in front of the absolute relevant people that's going to help them drive their business forward. So that might be our colleagues in some areas, right? We brought together some of our, you know, data, AI, and ML experts across the organization so they understand how companies like ours are organizing our data so that their offerings can serve an enterprise in the best way possible. We also bring some external experts to the table as well. We had a great session led by someone who is an absolute foremost expert in enterprise sales and business development. So as Luke mentioned, you know, we are hyper-focused on that enterprise sales life cycle and how to work with companies like ours. So what we're working on with them, yes, of course, is very relevant to Comcast, but these companies also are taking this information to another enterprise client and it becomes incredibly valuable. So the feedback we're getting from the founders is you're spending the right time on the things that actually matter to me. And, you know, what matters to us is very much in line with that. And we're really helping them create real revenue generating opportunities in the market with us, but then beyond us as well.
Can you give a specific example maybe of a startup and, you know, who you matched the startup with and what was the result of that meeting?
Every single one of our startups went on to have a meaningful business development opportunity with Comcast. So, you know, without getting too far into specifics, each of these startups in the cohort ended up going on to do a deal with us. So I think that speaks it for us.
So just to give you a couple of examples, Deborah, we talked about how customer experience is this incredibly important and ripe area that artificial intelligence can help enhance. And we had two companies in the course of the six-week program that we ran, NLX and Rephrase, that really embedded themselves in the team that is looking to make enhancements to the customer service that we already provide. What was incredible to see was the business leaders on our side put all of their best people in a room. The founders brought their teams in and they really challenged each other. The founders weren't just saying, here's what we've got, you know, go and plug it in. It was a discussion around how do we take our capabilities together and build something that transforms what we already have. So NLX is a conversational AI engine. They basically allow you to author in one place conversational interactions that you have with consumers across a range of different touch points. We do that today, but it's an incredibly complicated process, and NLX can help us speed that up. And then Rephrase is a text-to-video avatar creation. So it can personalize videos to customers at massive scale. And so by bringing these two startups together with the team at Comcast that is looking at these solutions, in the course of 6 weeks, we were able to build an actual working product, which now we're looking to take to the next stage. So it was a real example of how when you put people in the room together and kind of push each other, there's kind of magic that happens there when people get creative and they start to think what might be possible. And we bring the scale of an organization like Comcast and match it with the nimbleness and the agility of an early stage company, it's really incredible to see.
So these startups are all global, and what stage are they in?
A variety of different stages. They one of the changes that we made with how we evolved our accelerator program was we don't invest upfront in all of the companies. So that opens us up to a much broader range of stages of companies. So in the cohort of eight that we just ran, we had everything from companies that had were pre-seeds. They were kind of essentially bootstrapped. There was a handful of companies in the middle that had raised anywhere between, you know, $2 and $15 million. And then there was a company that had, they actually just announced last week that they've raised another $50 million. So they've raised $120 million in total. So there was a really broad spread of different stages of companies. And so part of our goal in the program is working with each of them individually to say, given where you are right now, how can we be most helpful? So it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. It's if you're earlier, validation and customer discovery might be a really important thing that we can do for you. If you're already working with major enterprises, how do we plug in what you're doing and scale it with us?
So is it correct to say that all eight of the startups in this year's program were able to find some sort of partnership with Comcast, that they're actually working on products with the Comcast team or NBC Universal?
Yeah, all eight were able to land a proof of concept pilot. And as I say, during 6 weeks, we get so far, and we've now taken that and are growing those relationships beyond the course of the program.
What was the track record in the past for your past cohorts? Do most of them land something at Comcast or one of your partners?
Yeah, so this is a pretty great track record. I think it's something like 84% of all of our companies that come through one of our programs has had a meaningful engagement with Comcast, NBC Universal, or Sky. So that is what Luke mentioned, pilots, proofs of concept, commercial agreements. So that's what we're here to do, and that's what we continue to do with these startups.
So based on the startups that you see come in terms of application and the ones that you also picked out, what kind of trends are you seeing in AI, if you can give us a sense?
So while AI has been around for a long time, this latest phase and the pace of innovation over the last 12 months or so has really been exponential. So we're still quite early in identifying trends and seeing what's going to stick around. I think for us, continuing to look at solutions that are tailored towards the enterprise. So there are lots of tools out there that are built on third-party large language models. I think you're seeing more and more startups really recognize that enterprises also want to see what can be built on top of their own data sets, their own best practices, their own subject matter experts. So things that continue to tailor towards enterprises is, I'd say, a really big trend that we're interested in.
Just looking at the startups that went through your program, not just for this year, but also previous years, what do you say they need most help with when they come to you?
It's not necessarily what they need most help with, but what we can be most helpful in and seems to be impactful to them is that large enterprise business development. It's notoriously challenging to match up those two types of organizations and get stuff done. And so a team like Lyft Labs is here to kind of grease those wheels and make sure that we're all working efficiently and making the right connections. One of the founders in the program basically said, like, we wouldn't know where to start with a company like Comcast, but we know that that's our target customer. And so how do we crack into that? And really what we're bringing to them are structured opportunities to make those connections. We're helping to pick the right, most high potential startups. So we know we're bringing the best to our organization, and they respond because they know, we vetted them, and these are the ones we think that are worthwhile. All the talent in the startups and with our colleagues across the organization, like, that's really the magic. Lyft Labs is just kind of helping to bring those things together.
Yeah, the only other thing I would add, Deborah, is we can provide a certain amount of help and support to the founders. That's more than matched with what they provide to us. Just the fact that they're kind of deep in this every day at the coalface is an incredible insight and view into what's coming. And so us being able to get to know them, to build those relationships, to be able to be part of their growth as they go forward, and to be able to take what we're learning and deliver that back into the business. You know, as all major companies are doing, we're looking very, very closely at this category. And, you know, all technology companies are making big investments in this. Us being able to build those relationships with the best in class startups from around the world is really the value that we get from it. And if we can help them grow in that process, then we're happy to do that.
So what's next for Lyft Labs?
We're happy that you asked, Deborah. Luke, do you want to preview what we're working on for the back half of the year?
Yeah, so we just announced in early August, applications open for our next program, which builds on the theme from the first program. So earlier this year, we were specifically looking at generative AI. For the second half of this year, we're broadening it out to look at enterprise AI more broadly. So everything from data management to data provisioning, how do you get data in a good enough shape that it's actually useful for some of the applications that might sit on top of it, knowledge management, customer experience, cybersecurity, any of these big challenging areas that enterprises have been wrestling with for forever. We're interested in looking at how do you apply some of the latest innovation in this technology to help help make our processes more efficient, faster, and more accessible, and more secure. So we're looking for companies from now through the end of August. The program will begin in mid-October, and we're just excited to see who's out there that we might be able to help and that can certainly help us.
So when is the application deadline and how do people apply?
If people go to lyft.comcast.com, they can read more about the program. Applications are open until August 27th.
Do they have to be a certain size or do they have to be in business for X number of months or years?
The companies that tend to do well are ones that have a certain amount of traction. They've maybe begun working with large companies already or at least have a good customer base and are looking to transition into working with enterprises. So certainly it's existing companies that are kind of well-funded enough to go through a program like this and support technology and teams and that kind of thing. So no strict limits, but those are the companies that tend to make it in and be most successful.
Laura, earlier you mentioned founder fit. Can you tell us a little bit of what types of founders you think would be most successful in applying to the program?
Sure. So, you know, first of all, we have a real commitment and track record of having founders from all backgrounds in our program. So really proud of the diversity of the founders in our portfolio. So first and foremost, that. But secondly, it really is a bit about, you know, how we work together. So when I think about founder fit, certainly in the traditional sense, people think like founder market fit. But we also think about founder Comcast fit. So we like to work with founders that, you know, are curious, hardworking, obviously, that have the ability to challenge us and push us in a really collaborative way. So there is a bit of a personality match that we do look for to find startups and founders that we think will do the best with our colleagues across the organization.
Well, wonderful. Well, we'll leave it there. Congratulations on the 2023 cohort graduation for the first half of this year. And we look forward to seeing which startups you choose for the second half of the year. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Deborah. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Deborah.
To get more AI news and insights, visit our website at aibusiness.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.